So now, Ibrahim Al-Abdul-Mateen with our latest, our last takeaway sports contributor. So, good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So much for your theory about laying off was going to, you know, or the wild card momentum or being playing right up to the edge was going to actually give some of these teams an edge. Let's talk about the baseball playoffs last night. It was the Dodgers versus the Cardinals.
The magic number yesterday was 5. You had the Dodgers versus the Cardinals who won 5-3.
Right.
The Dodgers won 5-3. And the Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies versus the Rockies, they won 5-1.
But you thought that the wild card Rockies would have an advantage going up.
They definitely had an advantage, except they came up against this guy named Cliff Lee, who's an import from Cleveland.
Crunch.
He literally pitched a perfect game, not a perfect game, but almost a perfect game all the way up until the ninth inning. They didn't score any points on him until the very last out of the last inning. It was his first time in the postseason. It was really a great pitching matchup there, and he pitched incredibly well. And then the Yankees, of course, the difference was a 5-run, 7-2. They were up over the Minnesota Twins, who were exhausted, who arrived at their hotel the night before at 4 a.m. in the morning from winning their thrilling game.
Well, you thought they might have had an edge going in because they were up and pumped, but in fact, it didn't help them against A-Rod, who had a 2-run homer, and Hideki Matsui, who also had a 2-run homer.
They had they scored the first 2 points. So let's give them that.
Okay.
So they came in, they came out, they were like, let's do this, let's make this happen. And then they didn't realize that literally every batter on the Yankees roster can hit the ball. And CC Sabathia pitched one of his best games ever in the postseason. So
just 2 hits against one earned run and 8 strikeouts, I guess Sabathia had, something like that.
Sabathia, I'm not sure exactly what his stats were, but he pitched a great game early on. And then, of course, they gave it off to the Yankee bullpen, which is lights out.
So the final game gets underway tomorrow, I guess. It's the Red Sox versus...
The Red Sox versus the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And that's today.
That game is today?
I believe it's today.
All right, so, and it was Jeter who had the 2-run homer.
Jeter had the 2-run homer. Jeter was typical Mr. October.
Yeah, indeed.
And then there was another game that's going to force a game 5 in the WNBA championships. The Phoenix Mercury beat the Indiana Fever.
Oh, Phoenix still alive in WNBA. Exactly. All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, there's your last takeout.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.